Shut up, woman.
You better think about what's trying to do to me. Yeah, think
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, going back to the phones, one of our favorites, Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome back, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. I've been watching on YouTube. I just love it. You guys are very entertaining. You should be on television. You know what I mean? Have your own TV show.
Yeah, like Steve Bannon does.
That guy makes me want to barf, but I got to be polite. I don't get where these Republicans call in and they think you're trying to trick them when you ask them about anti-fascism.
Well, trick them into telling the truth that fascists are a bad thing because, of course, that's sort of their party platform now, Jeannie.
Well, yeah, and then one of the worst guys is the guy down in Florida, and that's his favorite. And it's like, oh my gosh, these guys need to get deprogrammed. They've been listening to Fox and all of our right-wing radio stations that just spew lies nonstop. I don't get it. Well, I sure hope he tunes in to watch live what happened on January 6th, and he'll see all and hear voices of people that he knows, and he just might get the picture. I hope all of your Republican listeners tune that in and watch for themselves and listen very closely, and maybe they'll see the light. That would be a miracle. I would be so excited.
Jeannie, you know, my only regret about the January 6th hearing starting this Thursday, June 9th at 7 p.m., we're going to broadcast them live, is that the former President Trump does not have a Twitter stream to react in real time. You know, when the evidence, when they're accusing him of criminality on national television, the fact that he's just got to sit there and stew.
That's probably good for him. Oh, man. You know,
he's not going to stew, Jeannie. He's going to give it off to his spokesperson who's going to tweet
press release
anyway.
Every 5 minutes on Truth Social.
We'll find out.
He's such a nightmare that just won't go away, guys. But yep. At least we have you guys to give us happy times. And thank you so much for all of you. You do such a great job in every program that you have. You're a blessing to our state and to other places that they can listen to you. So thanks a lot, guys. And keep up the great work. I'm proud of you.
Well,
bye.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Aw, thanks, Jeannie.
I always hope that the listeners stick around to the very end because then they get a happy ending as well.
844-967-2789 quickly. I don't know if we got to this last week or not. Louis Gohmert. Remember that cat? He was speaking to Newsmax, according to The Hill, in an interview on Friday. He was asked to comment about the Friday indictment of Peter Navarro by a federal grand jury after the former Trump official failed to comply with the House Select Committee's investigating the riot. Here's what he said, Gohmert. Quote, "It actually puts an exclamation point on the fact that we have a two-tier justice system. If you're a Republican, you can't even lie to Congress or lie to an FBI agent, or they're coming after you. They're going to bury you. They're going to put you in a D.C. jail and terrorize and torture you and not live up to the Constitution there." Gohmert responded.
What do you think's going on in the jails? I mean, do you think it's waterboarding or worse? What do you think's happening at the D.C. jail?
Well, it's terrorizing and torturing, according to
Well, they're getting together
Gohmert.
And singing the national anthem every night.
Lamenting the fact that he can't lie to Congress or the FBI.
That is a little sad. You know, what happened when you can't lie to federal officials publicly?
Come on.
BL in Milwaukee, welcome to the big show. What do you got for us? Yes, ma'am. Sounds a little like a ambulance there, but now we can hear you.
Yes, go ahead. How you doing?
I just had to call in to do a fact check of something that Gary from Sussex said. He said that Trump did not disparage veterans by calling them losers and suckers, when it has been well established that he did. And as a matter of fact, among the sources for that information was General John Kelly, who just happened to be Trump's very own chief of staff at the time, and who was with him in Europe when he said it. So,
you mean General John Kelly, chief of staff, coffee boy, former employee of the administration, probably has an issue with Trump.
Not a coffee boy, and he had a very clear recollection of what happened. So, you know, please don't let Gary lie like that anymore.
Well, if I recall the story, the problem was Trump was supposed to go out to a World War One era cemetery, and there was some light misting rain, and Trump didn't want to get his hair all frazzled. So he said, why would I want to go out and see a bunch of suckers and losers? And that's what was indelibly sort of imprinted in Kelly's memory, as we've heard it reported.
And Kelly, who had, I believe, now this, I would have to check myself to see if my memory is accurate. But what I do remember is that John Kelly had a son who died in the service of the United States. And so that really hit him hard. He, you know, that's something he remembers vividly.
Well,
you know,
BL, I think your memory is accurate, but facts don't really matter to our friends like Gary. Because Gary knows. It's just like, if I don't see it on the tape, then I don't believe it. And as soon as someone finds the tape, then he says, well, it doesn't matter anyways. You know,
can I just
sure.
Say, well,
yes, ma'am.
But can I just say one last thing? It is harmful because there's a lot of well-meaning people who don't have the time to keep up with these things, and their memories are not, you know, they have a lot of other things that they have to remember. So they can be fooled by Gary into thinking, oh, Trump wasn't so bad and he'd never say anything like that and he's really a good guy, none of which is true. So, I mean, I felt it was important just to set the record straight.
Well, that's why we've got the smartest audience around, BL, because people like you call in and do a little real-time fact-checking on our conservative love muffins. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. You can join us. Fact-check Dom. That happens often around here.
Hey, I can take it.
844-967-2789. I don't have time now to correct the record, but I did get something wrong like a week ago regarding the Uvalde shooter, or at least the guy that dispatched him. But anyways, I got something wrong, but 63% of the time we get it. Right on the dollar.
Time.
More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it.
Where is our General Kelly? He likes to keep a low profile. Look at him sitting in the back. But boy, is he watching. You have no idea.
Believe